This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
You're listening to WBEZ. The candidates for Illinois governor are squaring off for the second and final time tonight in a televised debate. It comes as a new WBEZ Chicago Sun-Times poll shows that Illinoisans are leaning pretty decisively in one political direction. Let's break down the numbers with WBEZ state politics reporter Dave McKinney. And Dave, I want to jump right in first with the governor's race. The poll found that Governor Pritzker is up by 15 percentage points over Republican Darren Bailey. Why do you think that lead's so big?
Well, Melba, I think I'd start to answer that question by looking at Pritzker's giant lead in Chicago. I mean, that's a big problem for Bailey. And here's why. For a Republican to win statewide, historically, they need to win 20% of the vote in Chicago. And the poll that we did had Bailey only at 12%. Other Republicans who have run for governor in the last several cycles we looked at all did better than 12% in Chicago, and almost all of them still lost. The one Republican who won was, of course, Bruce Rauner back in 2014. He got 21% in Chicago. So this does not bode well for Bailey, who, as we all remember, he's called Chicago a hellhole numerous times in the campaign. I mean, Melba, if this poll is right, the city may wind up becoming a political hellhole for Bailey.
Yeah, that probably didn't go over too well. You know, and Dave, I just want to flip down to downstate. Bailey, of course, is from that area. But the poll shows he's not even getting that much support in central and southern Illinois. What's going on there?
You know, the downstate numbers only compound Bailey's problems. I mean, someone in the GOP that I talked to after our poll numbers were published thought that Bailey would be up by double digits down there. But instead, the poll found Pritzker and Bailey essentially tied downstate. And in fact, Bailey's approval rating there was only 32%, and Pritzker's was actually higher in the region. So Bailey's campaign has pushed back on those downstate numbers. They told me that we should actually ask for our money back from the pollster.
Well, it sounds like Bailey has some pretty big challenges, though. What about Governor Pritzker? Where should he be concerned right now?
Well, while Chicago and downstate are not looking great for Bailey, I was struck by how awfully close things look out in the collar counties, and that's not necessarily great news for the governor. Pritzker and Bailey are essentially tied in the suburbs. And back in 2018, if you remember, the governor won all of the collar counties except for McHenry County. The suburbs have been trending Democratic in the past several election cycles, and outside of Chicago, that's where all the votes are at. So I'm surprised at how it looks like Pritzker and Bailey are playing to a draw there. Pritzker's also been running ads that have highlighted his support for reproductive rights and gun control, and those are at least partly geared towards suburban voters. And instead, the poll found that the economy is by far the biggest issue for voters, and it makes me wonder if Pritzker, if he might be missing the mark a little bit on his messaging by not keying in on the economy in those TV ads.
And of course, Dave, the governor's race is not the only one that voters are going to be weighing in on this fall. What did our polling find when it came to other statewide campaigns?
Melba, what we found is that Democrats appear to be running the table. Democrats are up by fairly large margins in all the other statewide races. Those include campaigns for U.S. Senate, Attorney General, Secretary of State, Treasurer, and Comptroller.
And this poll also delved into where things stand on whether J.B. Pritzker should run for president. There's been some talk about that. Tell us what the numbers showed there.
Well, I mean, if you remember last summer, Pritzker stoked some political intrigue by making visits to New Hampshire and Florida. And those, of course, are two states that are really important for people who are considering running for president. Our poll showed us that both Pritzker and President Joe Biden are the preferred choices among Illinoisans if Republican Donald Trump makes another run for the presidency in 2024. But while Pritzker said he wouldn't run in a Democratic primary against Biden, two-thirds of Illinoisans polled had a pretty blunt bit of advice for the governor. Don't trade the Illinois State House for the White House. Stay in Springfield.
That's WBEZ State Politics reporter Dave McKinney. Dave, always great to talk to you.
Yeah, Melba, thanks for having me on.
This is WBEZ.